Presiding Officer, on the 10th of August, one of my constituents, a 10-year-old boy, was callously run over by a recklessly driven stolen motorcycle in North Edinburgh on Ferry Road, which borders my constituency in Alexcole Hamiltons. The young victim of this shocking hit and run was left fighting for his life with severe injuries. He was only discharged from hospital yesterday, and I'm sure the Parliament will join me in wishing him well and a full recovery. This terrible incident is one of the most serious that have taken place in a series of dangerous and anti-social motorbike offences in North Edinburgh over a number of years, perpetrated by a small group of offenders. Local politicians like myself and others have been working collaboratively with Police Scotland, City of Edinburgh Council, the Crown and Procurator Fiscal Service, local youth work groups and other partners to tackle this criminality, which no community should have to endure. Therefore, can I ask the First Minister what action the Scottish Government is taking to tackle the dangerous joyriding of motorcycles in North Edinburgh? And can more be done to address this serious issue?
First Minister.
Well, firstly, I'm grateful to Ben McPherson for raising what is an extremely serious issue. First and foremost, of course, the case that he refers to was a terrible tragedy, and I want to take the opportunity today to offer my sincere condolences to the young boy's family and friends, and indeed to the whole community in North Edinburgh. As this tragedy, and indeed Ben McPherson's comments, illustrate, there is a real and significant risk of serious harm from the theft and illegal use of motorbikes, harm to residents and also the young people themselves who are engaging in this illegal behaviour. So it has to be stopped, and I know that agencies are working with local MSPs and importantly the community in North Edinburgh to find solutions. Local partnership is key to confronting the behaviour and dealing with underlying issues, and I know that Stronger North Group has played an important role in this. There are a series of initiatives being put in place by the police, by the council and by community groups to divert young people from crime, and Scottish Government officials from Safer Communities and Youth Justice are also engaging with the police, local agencies and third sector partners, including the Robertson Trust, to see what more can be done. I know the Cabinet Secretary for Justice wrote to Ben McPherson last month to set out a range of initiatives and resources that are working in this area, and I can give Ben McPherson a commitment today that we will continue to engage constructively to ensure that government is playing our part in finding the solutions to this very serious issue.